This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
A very good afternoon, Jan. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Sorry for cutting you short. So, Jan, tell us about what's happening in the world of Hot Tech this afternoon.
Yeah, a couple of things. I think one of the more interesting technical things to have happened in this past week is Macro announced that it's going to start selling whole sort of backup power systems, whole solutions, and like whole solar power systems as well. So you'll be able to go to Macro and just buy your whole home solar power system from Macro. But one of the products it was punting in its press release is a thing called Powerwall. But there was no mention of Tesla anywhere in the press release. So we were wondering, but hang on a second, what's going on here? Is this Powerwall thing that Macro is launching Tesla Powerwall? So we followed up, and it turns out that no, Macro is not going to be selling the Tesla Powerwall. It is going to be selling a different product from a company called Power for Less. And so we contacted them for comment, and also spoke to local trademark specialists, intellectual property specialists, and they warned that this could be potentially quite damaging for Macro if they go to market with a product called Powerwall that's, you know, virtually, you know, it's the same class of product as Tesla Powerwall. It's a lithium battery with a built-in inverter. It's even made robust so that you can hang it outside, which a lot of batteries aren't, but the Powerwall is, and this Powerless Powerwall is. But yeah, it was a very strange argument we got from these guys. Powerless said that Tesla only holds trademark rights in the United States and not in South Africa. The name Powerwall is used globally by a host of various energy product manufacturers. We do not see any concerns regarding the naming convention of our product, simply because there are more than 30 suppliers that have the same name on a power product, Powerwall, on offer on Google, Amazon, and Alibaba as we speak, and this is growing daily. But we had conducted a trademark search. We went to the CIPC database and conducted a trademark search, and the statement's just not true. Tesla applied for the trademark for Powerwall, specifically in the electric battery system type of goods, in 2015 already, and it was accepted in 2018. So it's and Spur and Fisher did the application. So it's had the trademark since at least 2018, and that's if you're not counting the whole 2015 application thing, because you can actually start using your trademark shortly after you've applied for it, and it's kind of been accepted. And then we contacted, as I said, a trademark specialist, and he warned that Macro is setting itself up for potentially some harsh consequences here. And for example, a court could order them to remove these products and actually surrender them for destruction if they're found to be violating Tesla's trademark. And so, yeah, this was honestly a curious, interesting, and bizarre story to have crossed our desks this week. But I thought everybody out there might enjoy it, taking our mind off some of the more serious things happening out there.
Oh, absolutely. A quick question, Jan. Powerful S, so is that actually available at the moment now through Macro? They're actually selling it now?
Not yet. So perhaps a small mercy for Macro is that they announced this before they went to market with it. Mm. They were only planning on launching it at the end of August.
Okay.
So they have time to choose to not do this.
Absolutely.
And I guess we'll see what they decide
to
do
space.
In the next month.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah. So you're going to tell us some more. I know that. I know you've always got a few interesting items to share with us.
Yeah. So I'm going to move away from power for just a second. There's some interesting other stuff that's happened in the world of power, with City Power having a go at Eskom Sapush. But perhaps another interesting story was that the RTMC, the Road Traffic Management Corporation, has said that they've issued 40,000 fines for expired license cards. So the honeymoon's over. for the extension period on driving license card renewals. And if you work that out, if that's the standard fine for driving with an expired license, that's 50 million rands worth of fines just in May.
Wow.
So, they're cracking down hard on people driving with expired licenses, and the RTMC is saying there's no more excuse anymore. So you better renew your license.
Wow. So, I mean, I just hope that they can catch up this backlog. I wonder what's going to happen there. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then one last thing which I thought was interesting was we reported on Vumatel's recent investor roadshow, in which Vumatel CEO Dietlof Mare revealed that they had been testing a fiber product, an uncapped fiber product, in Alexandra, but in the informal section of Alexandra, amongst people who live in shacks. And they found that folks, once given access to uncapped fiber, the use between 3 gigabytes and 4 gigabytes per day, if they can just have access to the data. And it shows you, it was just such a gobsmacking statistic that, you know, once people, or that there's this massive pent-up demand for huge amounts of data, even amongst the extremely poor, the poorest amongst us, have real need for proper internet access. And this, I think, illustrated that beautifully, that there's this real pent-up need and, providing affordable, accessible, fast internet access in these locations would change people's lives. Right now, people in Alex and who earn below 5,000 Rand a month, are subsisting on, a couple of rands worth of data per day, if that. And it really puts folks at a disadvantage. And it was an eye-opening statistic shared by Vumatel. So the reason they shared this statistic is because they are planning to launch an uncapped product that they call Vuma Key, specifically aimed at this target market, that they say will cost 100 Rand a month or less for uncapped fiber. So here's hoping they can bring that to market sustainably, because as I said, I think something like that would change lives. And a key thing about that product is it's going to be prepaid, because part of the problem is, if you look at mobile broadband services, uncapped that are relatively affordable, they often on even month-to-month contracts, and even that requires some kind of financial. And that excludes folks who simply can't qualify.
Okay, now you're back. I think we had a break in the signal there for a second.
Sorry about that. I'm going to switch to a different microphone. Can you
yes,
still hear me?
Yes, we are loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, great stuff. So that's the story behind Vuma Key. Hopefully Vumatel is able to bring it onto the market. I don't know if people caught the last end of that, but they're aiming to launch this product for 100 Rand a month to offer folks an uncapped fiber product to market for folks who earn below 5,000 Rand a month, something that South Africa's poorest will hopefully be able to afford.
And I'm just reading that announcement by Vumatel, aiming it at around 10 million households. I mean, that's a staggering amount. Huh?
Yes, and part of the announcement showed that just the target market, and it shows you just how our wealth incredibly badly our wealth distribution sits in South Africa. The middle class isn't actually the middle class. You would expect the middle class to make up the bulk of the country, and I think intuitively we understand that as South Africans, that it doesn't happen here. But to see that only 2.2 million households could afford, earning above 30,000 Rand a month and really can afford sort of the premium fiber products out there, the premium uncapped fiber products. Then you've got around 5 million households that are that are between 5,000 Rand a month and 30,000 Rand a month, that Vumatel has a product for. They call Vuma Reach, and we're seeing other fiber operators doing similar things. Frogfoot has a thing called Frogfoot Air, and OpenServe has a thing called Web Connect that it's trying to compete in that space with. And then, yes, 9.7 million households, households earning less than 5,000 Rand a month. It's an eye-opener.
It's an absolute, it is. And Jan Vermeulen, the editor for mybroadband.co.za, thank you once again, Jan. And please, if you've missed any of the discussions with Jan or you'd like to get more, have a look at mybroadband.co.za, where they've got all these stories and more waiting for you to read.